And I'm going to tell you right now, some of you are going to be right in the middle of it, right under the spout. Doesn't matter how young you are or how old you are. God is not looking at the age of the people. It doesn't matter how educated you are or how uneducated you are. God's not looking at your education. God's not even considering if you talk funny or not. Some of you Texans talk funny. I've heard you speak. Some of you talk funny. Hello. People look at me and go, well, you talk funny. Well, then we both talk funny. Okay. God's not looking at any of that stuff. Hello. He doesn't care if you're black or white. He doesn't care about your color, your race, wherever you're from. Here's what he's looking at. He's looking at your heart. God's looking at your heart. He's looking for the hunger. He's looking for the thirst. He's looking for anyone that will lay everything on the altar and say, here I am, Lord. Raise me up and use me because I want to be used in these last days. When the outpouring of your Holy Spirit comes, I want to be under the spout when the glory comes out. That's what he's looking for. He's not looking for another Nike. He's looking for a hungry and a thirsty heart. He's looking for somebody that'll press in. That'll let him do whatever he wants to do. You know, every time I come on the platform, here's what I pray. I say, Lord, I don't want any words to come out of my mouth that you didn't give me. I don't want anything that's in my mind to come out of my mouth. I only want the words that you have to say to the people. And I want to speak those words by the Spirit because that's going to set the people free. See, I can assume I know what's going on. But the Holy Spirit does know. Are you listening to me? I can assume I know what's going on. I can look at people and think I know what's going on. And sometimes I do. No, I'm just kidding. Listen, sometimes I do, only because God tells me. And then sometimes I have no clue, but I tell them anyway. People say, oh, he reads my mail. Well, I didn't know it was your mail. It's illegal in America to open somebody's mail. Hello? But it's not illegal for God to open your mail. Because he already knows the mail. Nothing is hidden from him. Hello? When we're ministering by the Spirit, anything can come out. Hello? I don't have a three-point sermon because I figured if I had a three-point sermon, I might say something of my own. Hello? Let's contend for revival. Let's contend for the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Let's contend for the fire of God to rain down upon us. We've been doing this now for 8 months. How much more can we do before God does what he wants to do? We can go boldly to the throne room of grace. I demand a move of the Holy Ghost. I demand a move of the Holy Ghost. We've got to have God move in the city. We've got to have God move in America. And I'm telling you right now, this is the best time. Let me say this in the natural. It is the best time ever. Because we have a president that's sitting in the White House that actually is looking out for the church. He's looking out for the believer. Are you listening to me? So this is the time the church needs to strike and strike hard. God's given us a platform. God's given us a reprieve. God's given us America. I'm telling you right now. Let me say this. The sleeping giant has awoken. Upset all the liberals. Upset the fake media. Have you ever thought about the fake media and the fact that they were so shocked on election night that President Trump won? They were shocked. They were shocked. They could not believe it. Do you know why? Because they had lied and lied and lied and lied, and then eventually they believed their own lie. That's what liars do. Liars believe their own lies. They stand firm on their lie. They believe it to be the truth. And then suddenly, boom, the trump card is played. And they're all shocked. How is this possible? And I'm in my room shouting, because you idiots believed your own lies. We didn't believe your lies, but you believed your lies. That's why all the media were shocked. They were shocked. They couldn't. You mean he's actually going to, he can win the presidency? Twitch, twitch. And all I'm doing is I'm just cracking up going, woo, glory to God. Bunch of liars, go to hell. Because that's where they're going. The Bible says liars won't enter the kingdom of heaven. Liars will end up in hell. Oh, you listen to me. If these guys repent and turn from their wicked ways, then they can get saved and go to heaven. But liars end up in hell. That's what the Bible says. Hello? Do you know, listen to this. This is something that just struck home with me right now. You know, in the 90s, we were kind of thrown into revival. You know, because some people, I mean, I'm sure there were people contending for revival, but the majority of Christians had no clue. They just showed up, let's say the meetings of Calvary Cathedral, they just showed up, they heard something was going on, there was joy in the place, they showed up and they got whacked by the Holy Ghost, and God arrested them, changed their life, set them free, and some of them didn't even have a choice. So there wasn't even an anticipation for the move of God. They just came in and fell in the river and went, but listen to this. We are in a position right now. God's moving by His Spirit and setting people free and touching people. And I'm very happy with what He's doing. But there's coming a great wave of the glory of God. And listen, we are in anticipation and expectation for that wave to come. And when that wave comes, we'll look back into where we were tonight and go, man, we were sitting there that night in anticipation for what is happening right now. We are in the move of God. Listen, you will know it when that wave comes. Because all of a sudden, you'll get here at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock for a 7 o'clock meeting, walk in late, and you'll be stuck at the door. And the ushers go, let me see if I can find you a seat. Well, praise God, this is my church. I always sit down front, man. They got seats for me. Sorry, those seats are taken. This visitor's already, yeah, but praise God, you know, those are my seats. I've been sitting in them for the last 20 years, praise Jesus. When that wave hits, you'll get here early. I'm telling you right now, you watch and see. That's what God does when revival comes. Hello. And I can tell you right now, you know, back in the 90s, there were ministers that would have us come to their church because they wanted the money. They realized that with the flow of the Holy Ghost came freedom, came financial blessing. And so they wanted the money for their church. That's what they wanted. That's why they had revival in the church, because they wanted the money. See, I don't believe that's going to be the case in the next wave. Because the next wave is going to dump provision and blessing upon us, and there's going to be so much financial flow, and people are going to be so blessed and set free. In actual fact, I'll tell you right now, I'll say this by the Spirit, there's going to be no one in the house that'll lack. Hallelujah. Oh, you'll find that. You'll find that in the book of Acts. It's already happened. It's already happened once. If it can happen once, it can happen again. Day of Pentecost already happened once, and we've already seen that happen a few times more, and it's still coming again. Listen, revival broke out in the book of Acts. It's breaking out already. We've already been in great moves of God. Are you listening to me? Signs, wonders, and miracles happen in the Bible. Signs, wonders, and miracles happen in today. It's happened before. Can you imagine coming into a place where no one lacks for anything? Can you imagine coming to a place where there's an abundance of prosperity, abundance of provision? That you could not even turn to your neighbor and say, listen, do you have a financial need? Because I want to bless you tonight. And they go, no, I don't have a financial need. Do you have one? You couldn't even give your money to the person to help him because they don't need your help because God's already blessed them. I believe that's what's going to happen in these days ahead of us. Jesus said, I'm coming back for a victorious church. It's in every area of our life. Hello. We're going to be living in divine health. We're going to be living in divine wealth. We're going to have the joy of the Lord as our strength. We're going to have the peace of God which passes all understanding resting upon us. And yeah, the world might be in turmoil. And yeah, the world might be confused. And the world might be pumping out their lies and doing all their thing. But let me tell you what, those that trust in God Almighty will be blessed, will be protected, and will be taken care of. And when that trumpet sounds, let me tell you what, we are going out on the highest note that we could ever go out on. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Man, I might take these walls. What's your beef boots and run around this place here tonight? I'm telling you right now. I feel the Holy Ghost here. Hello. Glory to God. Are you all with me? Have I lost it? See, listen, to shake the Metroplex is going to take millions, maybe billions. Somebody got to get that. Amen. To shake the Metroplex is going to take millions and even billions, and somebody got to get that. I think they're getting it. Understand, God's not, money is not a problem with God. Provision's not a problem with God. The abundance is not a problem with God. He's a God that's more than enough. He's the all-sufficient one, the God of plenty. People have a problem with it. Religion has a problem with it. But then religion has a problem with everything. We've already gone too long for religion. And you see, there's been some joy in the house already. That's a no-no in religion. You know, sometimes I feel like we're just along for the ride. And as long as we're trusting God with every fiber of our being, and every step is ordered of the Lord, then we're just along for the ride. And God's about to show us how great He really is. I mean, we know He's great, but He's about to show the world how great He really is. He's about to show religion how great he really is. Listen, when we step over into glory, when we step over into glory, I guarantee you right now, it is not a quiet place. You will not hear a pin drop in heaven, because there is much rejoicing. I said there's much rejoicing in the presence of God Almighty. On the day of Pentecost, it was not a quiet outpouring of the Holy Spirit. You could not hear a pin drop. I bet you there was much shouting going on. Hello. When revival broke out and giving broke out in the church, and Ananias and Sapphira fell down dead in that church, I guarantee you, you could not hear a pin drop. I bet you there was a lot of shouting. I bet you there was a lot of praying, as the Holy Ghost was filling the place. Are you listening to me? So don't come along and tell me we can have a quiet move of God. Oh, just quiet move of God, brother. Praise Jesus. You know, God wants to reach everybody. And so he's got to do it quietly. Sometimes it's got to be just quietly. Really? I don't see how I could be quiet when the glory of God falls upon me, and I proved that the other night. Hello? You can't stick your finger in the Holy Ghost electric light socket and just be, praise the Lord. This is wonderful. Put your finger in your, feel God. Doesn't work like that, folks. People say, do we have to get so noisy? You can't help it. When God shows up in the house, you can't help it. Do we have to get drunk in the Spirit? You can't help it. When God shows up in the house, you can't help it. Do we have to get full of joy? You can't help it. When God shows up in the house, joy of the Lord is going to be there. Let me start wrapping this up over here, because I don't really know what I'm wrapping up, but let me say this. In 93, and you know, I keep coming back to Calvary, but a lot of stuff happened to me in Calvary Cathedral. And people don't even know that. They have no clue what really happened to me in Calvary Cathedral. But understand, I had just been touched in January. And what month were we here at Calvary? Was it June and July? Summer months? Okay, so I've been touched in January in Ketchikan, Alaska. My life had been transformed. And then we went through Carpenter's Home Church, and then we ended up here. In actual fact, the very first day we drove into Texas. We had been out of the state. We got up really early and we drove in about 6 or 7, maybe 8 hours driving solidly. And listen, I pulled up outside Calvary Cathedral building, parked in the parking lot right outside the door. And I stepped out into 110 degree weather. And I went, what is this? Of course, it wasn't that, but it was this, like fire, like heat, you know, it's like, that was my first taste of Texas. Now, so in 93 in Calvary Cathedral, here's what I saw. I saw a vision. I was on the floor and the Lord caught me up and I saw a vision. And I saw a vision of Calvary Cathedral. Now, I don't know if God just used that because we were in the church. I mean, it could have been any church, but it was Calvary. And guess what? It was in that building. So guess what I saw? All the chairs on this side of the building were gone. And the only part of the chairs was this side. Yeah, they were filled with people. The doors on this side of the exit doors in the front of the building, they were open. I was standing on the platform. I looked out of the door and I saw ambulances parked out there. And then listen, this whole section over here were cots, and people in wheelchairs, and there were nurses taking care of people. They had IV drips on them. I mean, there were life supports in some people. But the whole place was filled with cots and wheelchairs, just full of it. And as we worshiped the Lord and ministered the word, and listen, people were just getting off their cots, jumping off their wheelchairs, totally being healed by the power of God. And listen, when they were healed and they walked away, they took their cot, they wheeled it out, and they brought somebody else and put them in their place. That's what I saw in Calvary Cathedral. I saw that vision in Calvary Cathedral. There's some things that God did in 93 we haven't seen yet. But it's like God burnt that into my spirit, man, and I've never forgotten these things. Oh, you listen to me. I'm going to try to share this here because I think it's relevant to what I have to say. But Friday night when I was lying on the floor, so this is what I got caught up into. I got caught up into the move of the Spirit of God. And here's what I saw. I saw that same vision that I saw back in 93, a little different this time around. But it was in a revival meeting right here in the building. Place was jammed with people. But there were a lot of wheelchairs, a lot of cots being wheeled in, coming down the front, and people were just jumping right out of their wheelchairs and off their cots like that. I saw that the other night. As they were getting healed by the power of God, they were just taking them out. And listen, the meeting started, like just a normal night, like tonight, just started. And 3 days later, it was still running. And some of those people that were coming in on wheelchairs and cots, just because they were wheeled in the door, they just jumped out the wheelchair and ran around the building. Are you listening to me? It's not even about somebody laying hands on people. It's about the Holy Ghost moving. I'm telling you right now, folks, we are in for something that is beyond our understanding. The Lord said to me one day, He said, the move of the Spirit of God that's going to come upon the body of Christ in these last days, He said, if you think you understand church right now, He said, you ain't seen nothing yet. Because nothing that resembles church today will resemble church when the outpouring of the Holy Ghost takes place. So what we think we know about church and, you know, we've got to do this and do that and have this, and that's all going to be gone. And I've said this for a long time. I believe meetings are going to go on for a day, two, three. There might be three or four multiple preachers going through the house. We might have to send one back to go sleep and then somebody else run and then he come out and carry on. I'm telling you right now, it's going to happen. God's going to do some things that are out of the ordinary, off the chain. And it'll be a rotation of people. People will come in, spend 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 hours, and then slip out the door, and others will come and take their place, and it'll just be a rotation of people. But when they go out, they'll go out by the power of God, and miracles will be happening in the parking lots, and people drive down the highway, and suddenly a limb will grow out on their leg. And I'm telling you right now, it's gonna be supernatural. But that's what I saw on the floor. I mean, I was trying to put this all together Saturday because, you know, I, Jesus help me. I was trying to work through my head what was going on, what happens Friday night, you know, just like what was going on. And I'm telling you right now, what happened Friday night to me, let me tell you what, it had nothing to do with anywhere else. It had to do with the Metroplex. Telling you right now, Fort Worth, Dallas Fort Worth area. It had to do with the Metroplex. It's like God birthed something on the inside of me on Friday night. If only we could believe. If only we could believe. All things are possible. If only we could believe. The church does not know God like they should. The church does not know Jesus like they should. The church does not know the Holy Spirit like they should. But I think we're going to have a crash course. We're going to have some encounters with God Almighty, and God's going to reveal Himself to us as He really is. Woo-hoo. Sign me up. I'm first in line. Get out of my way. Glory to God. If only we knew what He's really like. I'm telling you right now, folks. We think we know Him, but we don't. We love His presence. We love His presence. But let me tell you something about God, about Jesus, and about the Holy Spirit. He wants a personal relationship. You see, I believe this. I believe the perfect plan that God had for this world was Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, and God come and fellowship with man. That was the plan. But because of sin, that was all driven away. But the plan has never changed. That's why God had to send Jesus into the world to die for us, so that He could get us to a position where we could come back into His presence like Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden. Just we clothed, that's all. Hello. We're going to stay that way. Amen. But it's the same. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Once Jesus died on the cross, the veil was rent in two. Listen, we were from that moment on allowed to come into the presence of God as we are, and we wouldn't die. Hello? See, that changes everything. That's a whole different ball game now. Suddenly it's different. Now we can come. That's why we can be in the presence of God like we can and live through it, because of what Jesus did for us. See, it's a relationship that He has. I believe that's one of the reasons why we flow like we do with the anointing, because of our relationship. I don't try to make anything happen. I just say, Holy Spirit, You do what You do. You tell me what to say. I mean, I didn't come plan to say any of this stuff. I'd have to go back and listen to the tape or the CD or whatever it is to find out what I actually said tonight, because I don't know. My God. Wasn't I wrapping this up somewhere along the way? Should we put the ribbon on the thing and call it a night? We'll get there. The last thing we want to do is underestimate our God. Crime in Fort Worth is at an all-time high. Crime in Fort Worth is at an all-time high right now. But I can tell you right now, when God moves by His Spirit, it'll be at an all-time low. In actual fact, it'll go away. It'll go away. I'm telling you right now. People don't understand what God can do. They don't understand the move of the Spirit of God. They don't understand that nightclubs and bars will close their doors. They don't understand that prostitutes won't be prostituting anymore. Are you listening to me? They don't understand that stuff. People don't understand that because God is great. He's awesome. He's powerful. And when He releases His anointing upon this earth, evil has to go. Evil has to disappear. Because great is He that's in us and He that's in the world. And I'm telling you right now, when God unleashes His anointing upon the city, it's going to shake it to the very core. The demons are out of here. They're probably moving to Milwaukee. Are you listening to me? Hello. Sorry, Milwaukee. I'm sorry about that. It's the only place I could think of at the moment. But listen, they're out of here. I'm telling you right now, evil's gone. And we're going to have the greatest harvest of souls that the church has ever seen. The greatest harvest of souls that the church has ever seen. Anyone else contending for the move of God in this place? Anybody else? And like I said early on, I don't really care if it comes from me or who it comes, as long as it comes. We have to see revival shake the nation. We have to see it. Well, I should say this. We have to see revival shake the church, get the church on fire, and then we need to see a great awakening. Because a great awakening has to do with the world. A revival has to do with the church. The world doesn't get revived because they never were alive. Hello, are you listening to me? But the church was alive. They died. Now they're being revived, set on fire, getting full of the Holy Ghost. And then they go to the world, and then suddenly the world is awoken to a God, the only one true God, the creator of the heaven and the earth. And I'm telling you right now, those miracles that I'm talking about that are happening, yeah. The Lord told me this. He said, I'm going to move three ways in the last days. He said, the first wave will come with a financial blessing upon the church beyond what we can even begin to imagine or think, and set the church free financially. That's what the Lord told me. Then He said, the second wave that's going to come is going to be a wave of miracles beyond measure. It's not going to be like somebody gets healed of a headache or somebody gets healed of a back pain or whatever. It's going to be where legs are growing out, blind eyes are open, eyes grow out, ears grow out, arms grow out. Miracles that are notable miracles that are already documented. They go back to the doctor. I have no legs, now I have legs. Doc, what can you say? We have documentation that you never had, and now you've got a pair of legs. I don't understand. Must be God. Oh, yeah, it's God. That's what the Lord showed me. And God said, I'm going to use those miracles as a wake-up call, as like I'm ringing in the dinner bell, and the world is going to sit up and go, what? And there's going to be a great awakening in the world. And listen, I don't care what religion you're from. It's over. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. Woo-hoo. I bow my knee and I confess, Jesus Christ, you are Lord. And I'm just getting a jump on it. Amen. Because it's going to happen anyway. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Forget it. Hey, forget about what you know. It's not about what you know. It's not about the plans that man has had over the years. It's not about that at all. It's about the Holy Spirit doing whatever, however, whenever, to whomever. And I can tell you right now, and I'll close with this. It's going to be very, very different. But when it hits, we're all going to know about it. You know, we have praise Jesus. The meeting is really going a long time. Forget about the time. Because it won't mean anything. When God's in the house doing what he's about to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, did you get something out of that this evening? Hallelujah. Whew. I'm telling you, I'm drunk. While I've been preaching here, sorry folks, I've been knocking back a few myself. So I do apologize about that, but I don't know where it says in the word that you can't drink on the job. This is the only job in the world that you can actually drink while you're working. And actually, in fact, it has a positive result. It's the only job I know of. I don't know of any other job you work in the world that you can drink and has a positive. You end up in jail. Yeah, you can preach the gospel, drink, get drunk, and everybody's like, "Whoo, glory to God." And then they drink with you and they get drunk. Just drinking of the new wine. That's all we're doing, is drinking of the new wine. Of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, how many of you want prayer this evening? Three of you. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to receive a love offering this evening for the ministry, for revival. So if you want to sow into the revival, make a check payable to Calvary Cathedral. If you can put out the offering baskets for me. And then once we've received the love offering, we're going to go ahead and lay hands on anybody and everybody that wants prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Get ready for the fire of God to fall. Get ready for the touch of heaven. Amen. There's all the information up on the screen. Make checks payable to Calvary Cathedral. Credit card options available on the envelopes. Text GIVE to 817-369-0344. Or visit calvarycathedral.org. Hallelujah. And it just was in me. That came out of me, you know. No, there's a TV screen down over here. I'm reading the screen over there. Amen. Just people say, "How did he read that? He didn't even look back." That's down there. Amen. All right, so whenever you're ready, come on down, sow a seed, rejoice as you do. Hallelujah. Let's sing something happy. Let's sing something rejoicing. Come on. Let's crank up the beat. 3. Hallelujah. Anything. You have to warm it up.
E flat, give me E flat.
E flat. How flat can E be?
I was at the altar when the fire fell.